Talk a little bit about, you guys had 4 sacks last week. You're really starting to get pressure on the quarterback. What's been the difference from week one?
I don't think it's a lot of difference. I just think it's, you know, any individual effort that's recognized is a result of the team, everybody doing their job, doing their responsibilities. We get sacks because the DBs are doing a very good job at, you know, staying in coverage, keeping their guys, or not keeping their guys open, and everybody on the D-line just doing their job, staying in their gaps. And as a result of it, we get stats like that. So,
what have Carl and Louie been showing you here lately? Because it seemed like on Saturday, Minnesota couldn't get anything going up the middle anytime they tried to run the ball.
Anytime they tried to run, they're trying to run in our A gaps, and that's where Carl and Louie were. Mm-hmm. And you saw the result; they got 30 yards. So Carl and Louie, one of the toughest guys I've been around, and they're great at taking on double teams.
Don, you hear this week a lot about people talking about how good Michigan State's defense is. You guys have a pretty good defense, also though. Is there a little bit of a, hey, we want to go out and show what we can do as well?
We always want to do that. Every game we want to show what we can do. And knowing that they have one of the best defenses kind of, you know, kind of makes us shoot for that too. You know, we want to be at the top of the Big Ten. And that's always our goal, is just to be the most dominant defense out there.
How important is it for this, that this team has been able to establish sort of a identity and reputation this season for being physical?
It's definitely physical. If we can control the line of scrimmage, I mean, that takes out of, you know, 50% of people's game. And then we can focus on, you know, putting our ears back and getting sacks and, you know, running after the quarterback. So if we can take, you know, the running facet out of the game, there's not a whole lot left. So that's huge.
What do you see from Michigan State's offense? They've struggled.
I just see that they're a team that's dangerous, and they're going to come in here hungry after last year what we did up there. And so we're not going to see the team that we see on tape. We're going to see a team that's, you know, jacked up, ready to go, and they're going to be a completely different ball club.
On that same front, I know they obviously don't have the same personnel that you went up against last year in some areas, but in terms of scheme, because they have a new offensive coordinator, are they still pretty similar from what you've seen before when you watch them on film, or are there things that really stand out that are different?
They're still a physical gap scheme team. They're going to try to run the ball downhill and do some play action pass and stuff like that, so they're still similar, very similar.
Mm-hmm. What's the relationship like between the defensive line and the linebackers? It seems like you got to kind of be in sync.
Oh, definitely. I think the whole chemistry of the defense in general is great. And we're blessed to have, you know, 3 excellent linebackers behind us who make our jobs easier. So I think the relationship that we have is a great one. And I think that it just, over the season, it's just going to keep getting stronger.